Well, what a great privilege on the show this morning to have had a chat with Pat Cummins, our Australian cricket captain. 264 wickets he's got already at 22. His batting has come back to being handy, dangerous and match-winning at times. And, of course, he's the run-out king in the circle. So a big welcome this morning to Patty. How are you, mate, and how's things feeling?
Hey, I'll take run out king. Happy with that. Yeah, very well, Hills. Good chat, mate.
It has been a while, I must admit, but there was a couple of beauties there, wasn't there? And why is your batting come back so well?
Yeah, I think probably a bit more positive than I used to be. I think I obviously always prize your wicket, but sometimes you forget you've got to score runs along the way. So I just try and put a bit more pressure onto the bowlers and not always going to come off, but a couple of times it's come off.
Oh, mate, the Edgbaston victory, you and Lino. What sort of emotions did that stir in you in an Ashes series?
Oh, that was huge. Any Ashes series is huge. That one in particular was massive. You always want to start off well, and just felt like, you know, the whole of Australia and England were watching, and it all came together. So, that was huge. Yeah.
Mate, this career of yours has come together, you know, perfectly. But it's been anything but easy, isn't it? Like, can you talk our listeners through the first 6 years, having been identified at 18 and starting Test cricket? The next 6 years weren't the greatest.
No, they weren't. It's funny, even we're back here in Christchurch, and the last time we played here was in 2016. And I remember back to that stage, and I was nowhere near the Test side. I hadn't played in 5 years. So, it was off to a bit of a rocky start, and a lot of support along the way, a lot of patience, and fortunately, since 2017, when I got back in the side, it's been a pretty good run.
Oh, been good run, all right, mate. Have you got any advice to younger aspirants, especially fast bowling ones, when they do hit hurdles like stress fractures, and the patience and qualities you require?
It's pretty easy to give advice and listen to advice, but I think it's acting on it, which is probably the hardest part. Like, I think back, I had wonderful support, particularly from, you know, a lot of the medical staff and a lot of the fast bowlers who had gone through beforehand, and they instilled a lot of patience in me. And I mean, really, I had no choice. My back was hurting. I couldn't bowl. So, you have to kind of ride it out. So I think just, you know, trusting that you'll come good. You've got a long career, hopefully, ahead of you, and you can always spend your time doing other things while you're waiting for your body to get right, batting, things outside of cricket. So, it sucks at times, but stick in there.
Yeah, well said. Mate, the big three of the Fab Four, how much fun do you blokes have? You know, you're physically rock solid now, you're fast, you're great mates, and you're all from the same city. You've got fun together for the rest of your lives, haven't you?
Hopefully. Yeah, I think we'll be reminiscing over some of the games for a long time. It's awesome. Having the time of our lives, you know, even in between games, go out for dinner, breakfast, bit of golf, hanging out. We're pretty lucky, and I think, you know, as well as captain, be able to have those guys plus Lino to call on. I think I've got a pretty good job.
Yeah, well, mate, and it seems to be sitting very comfortably with you. Has there been any impacts on your bowling loads, or good or bad?
Hard to say. You know, some of the people around me that I've known forever, and they're amazing, and they're professionals and experts at what they do. So I don't feel like I need to be as hands-on as perhaps, you know, I might be, say, if there's some younger guys in the team or whatever. Yeah. But I feel like I've been able to compartmentalize a little bit of bowling and captaincy, and at times it helps, having the captain's kind of mind as you go on the bowl. There's probably other times where I just, you know, you are thinking of a few things, but overall, I don't think it's made too much of an impact either way.
Yeah. Gee, the early years, though, weren't the easiest, mate. There's a 12 or 15-month period where you had a tour of Pakistan on those roads, Sri Lanka, where you became a very popular team over there, but it's never easy playing over there. And then a tour of India, mate. They are tough tours, eh?
Yeah, they are. I think any time you're playing away from home, it's really difficult. So they were new challenges for our team and me in particular, but I've been really proud of how the group's gone and keeps evolving, and it's pretty, you know, similar side that we've had over a few years, so it feels like we're getting better and better.
I read somewhere, Patty, that you don't necessarily think you have to finish your career as the captain, Did I read that right?
Yeah, I don't think so. It doesn't mean I'm gonna retire tomorrow or anything like that. But I don't think, a lot of the time it's the captain retires at the same time he hands back his captaincy. But I think I'm still 30, so hopefully I'm playing for a long time, but maybe not captaining for that whole time.
Yeah, you've got to be very careful. Unlike Stuart Broad, he let it happen. He got lumped in with Jimmy Anderson's age, didn't he? It was always Broad and Anderson. You've got to let Stark go. He's 34, you're only 30. You've got to start distancing in the next 3 years, I reckon. So you have got a lot of cricket to go, and I think that's a great idea, and I've always said that. I don't know whether you've ever heard it, but I want you to finish as a bowler that's having fun and doing his job brilliantly. So I was pleased to read that. I just wanted to check on that,
Yeah, absolutely love the job and stuff like that. But you hear a lot of, I think even AB and a few others have said on record, it does get to a point where you just get fatigued. So I'm certainly not at that stage at the moment, but I'm eyes wide open that it might happen at some stage.
Yeah, no, good call. You've used your profile to voice your thoughts on outside the game type stuff as well and made tough calls. Has there been any regrets in the work you've had to do as captain?
No, I don't think so. There's probably on-field decisions that I, wish maybe had a second crack at. But no, not really. I've been, really, I guess, proud of how me and everyone else around us has gone about our work over the last few years and how we've held ourselves. And fortunately, the performances have kind of followed that as well. So no, I feel we're in a really privileged and lucky position and obviously try and give it best crack we can the whole time.
And it's everyone's opinion, I'm sure, that you're doing stuff for the right reasons. Made another great atmosphere expected at Hagley Park tomorrow. You've just arrived at training. How is everyone? It's been a long period of play, but this is an important test.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, beautiful ground. It's basically got a grass bank running around basically the whole field. It's beautiful, plenty of trees. Mate, the team's in a great space. As you said, it's been a lot of cricket. These guys are in the ODI World Cup as well, so you can trace it all the way back to really, India away trip and then the home summer before that. It's been a big 18 months or so. But everyone's in a great place, and I think everyone knows how to prepare and set themselves up for success each test match. And it's a quiet confidence around the group, and had a good week last week, so it's the aim this week as well.
That was a great win last week, and probably will get overshadowed because it's against New Zealand. We're expected to win, but New Zealand got everything they wanted. They wanted that type of wicket. They wanted you batting first, and they couldn't beat us.
Yeah, great win. I mean, any test match away from home is well earned, and New Zealand are a really good side, and we had a couple of guys stand up when we needed to, and in Greeny and Nate Lyon, so fantastic week, and hopefully a few more guys stand up this week and make it 2 from 2.
Any dummy spits from Lino? Bit stiff, wasn't he, that not to get player of the match?
Don't know. Yeah, I didn't come across anything, but I mean, Greeny had a pretty impressive match, so.
It was an excellent win, mate. You've been very proud, and you've spoken about this calmness in your team. What is it, and how do you get it?
It doesn't happen overnight. I think it's built up over, being consistent for a long time. The way we go about things, decision-making process, selections, all those kind of things. So I think it helps having basically the whole team in the back end of their careers as well. Everyone's, I think, bar one or two are over 30, played a lot of cricket, a lot of guys that have played 50 plus test matches. So it just feels quite settled. And, we deliberately try and keep that feeling around the group, knowing that once you get on the field, everyone's switched on and competitive and desperate to win.
It's a beautiful feeling, I bet. That's excellently explained, mate. I better let you go. You've got training calling. Thanks very much for sharing everything. This record that the quartet is on, 479, the total wickets, that's never going to get overtaken. So push that as high as you possibly can, mate. We all wish you well again for today.
Appreciate it, Hills. Thanks very much, mate.
Cheers, Paddy.
Great to chat.